Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. I reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you, or are you calling to schedule for the vaccination appointment?
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Already gotten my first shot, and they gave me a card that said to get my second shot.
Let me guess, they didn't put any other information on that card?
Well, she put February the 15th, but I've tried to watch and read everything I can about when they're giving and where they're giving and all that stuff, but I've not heard anything about February the 15th. Are they
on that card that they gave you? What does it say on that card?
Oh, I don't have it right here. I get it in just a minute. I guess I'm just worried that I'm not going to be able to get the second shot. Let's see here. I want to be reassured that that's still taking place, but I keep hearing other dates. It has my name, has my date of birth, says Moderna, dose 1, 030L20A. Date 1/18/21, and on the back it has all handwritten. There is date 2/15/21, and she said to come back to the same place, which was the Calhoun County Health Department, and she said we're not giving out times yet.
So she didn't. They didn't give you a time.
No.
Okay, I know. We are, a lot of people are having those problems.
Because
they don't provide us with time or date. For example, I can't say, hey, Miss Shirley, be on the lookout for this number, such and such. On this day, they're going to call you back. They don't provide us with that to give back out. I would say if you have... If she gave you a card on a date, she gave you a date to come back, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I were you, I would advise you to go up there on that date. Have that card with you for proof. Let them know that they didn't give you a time to come up there. Or if you can't get in touch with that same facility that you did the shot at, let them know they didn't give you a time, which I'm pretty sure they're still not going to give you a time over the phone, because you're not the only one that called through and they have did that.
Sure.
I would advise you to go up there, and I don't know why everything is so unorganized right now with this vaccination. They're not giving out direct directions, but I would advise you, because I would do that. Go up there and show them that card. I do have proof. She told me to come on this day, but she didn't give me a time. Like, what's an appointment without a time? Let them know that.
Right. Okay. Well, I just wanted to know if you could tell me if they were, in fact, still going to give shots there on that date. But you don't even know that.
Yes, ma'am. I don't. You're not the only one. I know it's very frustrating. You're not the only customer that has had that problem today. We have a lot that's calling. They don't have a time. They're giving them appointments for the second dose, but not giving them direct information. And we even have some that's just sending them straight to this number, and then we're like, this is just a hotline. We just register them. You know, they don't provide us with any other information to give out.
Okay. Well, I also have a 91-year-old friend and he's a veteran, and he has cancer, and they have called all these different numbers and everything, and he hasn't gotten an appointment yet. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Yes, ma'am. And you guys, both of you guys already registered?
No, I just am taking care of myself. I have called different numbers for him to try to find out information, you know, as to where he could go and when he could go, but I've not been successful with that either. The lines are always busy, or you know, something is going on. And his daughter, who is a school teacher, she's been, and she works, I think she goes in almost every day, even though, you know, whether they've got the virtual school or whatever going. But she hasn't been able to get information either. So, like I said, I just...
Yeah, nobody's... I'm not guaranteed that they will contact you, like within 1 week. I know some haven't heard within a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted
But you have a card, so you have proof. You did, they just didn't give you a time. So I would, do you know what time that facility opens up that day?
No, not that day, but our health department, the general hours are like 8 to 5, I believe. So.
Okay. If I was you, I would get up there, kind of get up there before they open, because I'm pretty sure, well, no. That will only be if they were doing walk-ins, the line would be back up. Kind of get up there early and, you know, talk to someone in that department and let them know you did get an appointment, you did get a date to come in. This is the date they told me to come in, but she did not schedule me with a time frame.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's what I'll do. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.